Boss back on the Boss Man Show. We got a new head coach. Those Illinois Huskies out of the MAC. Coach Rashawn Brunner on the show with me. Coach, what's up? I see you rocking your gear already. I like it, man.
Yeah, man. I knew I was going to be amongst greatness, so I got to make sure I represent the brand. But listen, I appreciate you having me on. Exciting times around the program. So I'm honored. And, you know, this is an opportunity to get our brand out on a national level, and I'm super excited about that.
No doubt. Congrats on the gig, first and foremost. Man, tell us this, man. What about this job, man, really stuck out to you that you want to take this job here, man, in the university and the committee of the DeKalb? Tell us about your process, how you decided to say, hey, I want to make my career here in Northern Illinois and build this thing back up, man.
To me, it was the people. I'm a big believer in the people make the opportunity. Talking to Sean Frazier, talking to Courtney Vincent, my deputy AD, talking to the president, who was phenomenal throughout the process. The area is such a rich area for talent, not just in the city, but just the state alone. The neighboring states are, you know, obviously flooded with talent. So I wanted to make sure that I got to a place to whereas I can go in and make some inroads and recruit them, because that's going to be the lifeline to get this thing turned. That's going to be the lifeline to keep this thing going. Can you go out and get talent? Is it talent around you? And so once those criteria were met, it was a pretty easy decision for me.
Most definitely. And like you said, you had an alignment of the administration from the deputy AD of the AD to the president, because you know everybody in cahoots about what the program's direction. Tell us about that alignment, how key it is to be successful in this business and having a new job like you have, to know that no one coming in, you're aligned from top to bottom in your vision for this program going forward.
It's the most important thing, because at the end of the day, if you don't have people pushing you and behind you, supporting you, you can't do this thing by yourself, not just in life, right? To know that your boss has the same vision as you makes you work a little bit harder, to know that you got support. So once you have that, it makes the job easier because you know that they respect the process and they're going to be there every step of the way. And we got to be connected as a group to get this thing turned around.
And Coach, I'm gonna tell you something, Coach. My dad was a coach, but I knew that wasn't for me. I wanted to play and talk about the game, not be, because I know my attitude ain't good to Coach. I don't have patience for it, Coach. I'll be cursing people out all the time. You know, from the right play with assignment. But for you, man, tell me this, man. When you decided to get in the coach, tell me when you get the bug, want to get in the coaching and make this your life's path to help young men and help people be better at basketball.
Well, I want to say early on, I've been a student of the game. I like to see the process of you know, starting something and then finishing. And then as I got older, I started to understand the impact you can have as a coach on young men that look like us. And so that was one of two reasons I did it and love it and have a passion for it, is to see young men come from really tough situations, backgrounds, and then see them get a degree, see them provide for their family, see them just become productive citizens is the most gratifying feeling for me, especially when you know their plight, their journey. And that's what coaching does. Coaching gives you an opportunity to really change lives, not just for themselves, but for their generation. Because now these guys are going to be parents, they're going to be husbands, they're going to be, you know, in a community. And you're really having a hand in developing these guys how to be productive people. And so for that, the basketball component is easy, but it's worth it.
Yes.
Because of the impact you'll have on these young men as they start to get their lives on track to be, you know, productive. So that's something that I truly value as a coach.
It's funny you say that, because I know me personally, I grew up in Vine City in Atlanta. You know, that's right by the stadium. Not easy over there, right? To be where I'm at as a radio host coming from over there is a blessing, because I could easily been stopped by a lot of stuff, you know. But one for football and basketball and sports and just having those around me to push me to greater things. I know that, hey, like you said, I could let my background succumb me. I could have succumbed to it. But to persevere through all that and have a show going on in its 10th year is like, awesome. You know, you know, just what you said, having people, coaches around to push me in the right direction, to keep me on the right path so I don't veer off into other things that would took me away from my path I'm on today. So I can see you say that, Coach. It's like it hits home because I was that kid as well.
And it's a million of us, right? Guys who are in these tough environments, and decision making for us is life or death.
Yes.
Right? It's not, you know, it's, hey, man, I want to hang out at the wrong place, wrong time. Something happens, alters your life forever. And it's not just death. It can be incarceration. It can be whatever. And so at the end of the day, like trying to instill these guys the wisdom or the awareness to understand the importance of making right decisions. And also giving these guys humility because they have it a lot different than a kid in their community who can't play basketball, who can't play football, who haven't had an opportunity to travel AAU and play in front of thousands of people and be worshiped because they can do a particular thing better than someone else. And so those are the things that as a coach, you're juggling these different hats, mini hats. The basketball stuff is important, but it's probably the easier part of your day.
Most definitely.
Part of the easier part of your day. So I take my position as a head coach, as a mentor, as someone that can help these guys very, very serious, because it's important that we project what greatness looks like every day for these young men.
And Coach Bruno, tell me this, man, preparing to be a head coach, I know when I was a co-host of a show, I was thinking about myself, how I do if I was the host of the show. So for you, mm-hmm. How'd you go about trying to prepare to be a head coach in your mind when you had these great jobs you've had working for these great people you worked for? How'd you kind of prepare in your head and say, hey, if I get my opportunity, I'm gonna do it this way?
Well, you try to put yourself in positions to learn every day. Every day is an opportunity to get better. There's no one day should be the same. And so, but you also got to align yourself with people who are going to pour into you. And this business is really easy to get put in a box and you stay in that box if you're not willing to kick down doors. But more importantly, the people who are in power aren't willing to say, hey, man, I need you to go meet with a donor. I want you to sit on this meeting. I want you to run practice. I want you to talk to the president. I want you to talk to the media. And so just being around people who understood that for me to get my opportunity, I got to be well-rounded. And it's not just get an opportunity, but for me to be successful.
Yes.
And increase the odds of being successful, I got to expose you to this whole game at the Division I level, not just the recruiting side and relating to the players. Right? That's a big component of it, but you got to be able to function in that other space. And so Billy Donovan, Bobby Hurley, Steve Masiello, the people I worked for were phenomenal in that. They didn't put me in a box and they allowed me to grow, but I also took that want and need of curiosity to another level. I was willing to be vulnerable and I was willing to be wrong, but I was willing to learn in the process. So those are the things that as an assistant, I was making sure that I was put myself in a position to learn how to be a head coach, because you until you're in it, you never know, right?
Yes,
I'm learning stuff like, man, it's cool being a head coach, but man, it's a lot of work.
Yes,
I get it. Maybe 2 hours a day of basketball, that's it, and I work 13, 14 hour days. I mean, physically working with my guys, everything else is gearing up for the season, making sure that the program's clicking on the right cylinders academically, you know, community relation wise, all that stuff goes into coaching. It's not just, hey man, let's just roll out and run drills and write up plays.
You got that right. And talk to us about building the program, man. You've been with some great guys, and tell us about building this program the right way and having the right character guys in your program with the right integrity and the right mindset to build this thing the way you want to build it and represent those little North Huskies the right way and the MAC the right way.
Well, I think you got to realize that, one, that this is not a sprint, this is a marathon. And you got to have substance guys, like you just mentioned. You cannot just go get talent and the talent doesn't fit the community. You got to recruit to the university as much as you want to recruit to your basketball program. And so I try to do it the process way, get guys that are about winning, guys who are fierce competitors, guys don't like losing, but guys who have humility, guys who are good teammates, right? Guys who want to get better. And more importantly, guys who are appreciative, right? A lot of times at schools like ours where you're not a high major, but you want to get high major talent. If you get guys who think it's you know, it's you owe them versus then it's like it really doesn't work. The good programs at the mid-major, Gonzagas of the world, guys who are like really, really having great success over a long period of time, people want to go there and people are bought into being in that environment. So we're going to try to do it the right way in regards to recruiting, developing, because this is an evaluation job. I understand that. Not a lot of guys wake up and grow up saying, I want to go to NIU, right? Unless you're from this area. And so I got to do a good job of evaluating, making sure the staff and I are connected and what truly goes into winning. So it's a process. We know that, but we're excited about it, man. I think the love that we've gotten so far has been truly, truly unbelievable. And I think we're going to turn this thing pretty quickly.
And you have a great talent pool within 240 miles of you, all kind of talent around you and in the Midwest there. Talk about that knowing that you're in an area with rich for talent. You can just get guys on you, come in there and play for you that fits your scheme and fits your character requirements, your university requirements as well.
Well, I mean, Illinois, pound for pound, one of the best states for basketball in the country. The talent that comes out of the state to go to different universities, to Dukes, to Kansas, to Kentucky's, is ridiculous. So I can live off the state alone and compete for championships in the MAC because it's so rich with talent. So I'm going to try to do my best to keep the best talent home, but I know I can't get them all. I know it may not be conducive to have them all in one locker room because it's such a competitive. These guys competed for 5, 6, 7 years versus each other. So I'm going to have a balance act. I'm going to plug certain pieces where I need to. But primarily, we will focus in the state and especially in the Chicagoland area and the surrounding suburbs.
And also, actually, tell us about recruiting in Georgia and Atlanta. A lot of players are here in Atlanta, man. A lot of players down here that can come up there and play for you. Because I'm telling you, man, everybody can't go to Georgia Tech in Georgia. You know, everybody can't go there. So that's what. Let's go talk to Coach Bruno up there in the cab and go up there. Because you can fly home easily from up that way and get back here whenever you want to.
Well, there's also a reason I'm on this podcast, too. So I'm getting the word out. hey, I love this. Listen, the Southeast. When I was at, it's like, yet again, the talent is unbelievable. And, you know, we hope to steal something in the near future from the state. We got some on the horizon. Can't really get into it, but due to rules, but we're working it. We're working it. So it'll be really soon. We'll try to get one of those guys on campus. But the talent level is just as good down there as anywhere in the country. And that's why, you know, those schools, you know, the Southeast, you know, the Kentuckys, the Floridas, those guys do well because, you know, you can get a guy that's under the radar and be a stud, unbelievable player. And so, you know, we're going to, like I said, we're going to try to make this a national brand, but primarily we got to take care of home first.
No doubt.
We got to reestablish a perimeter around the state. We got to be a go-to. And that's going to take myself, the community, to come out, get the games packed, make it fun to be a part, make it fun to watch, and then make it something where people want to be a part of. So it's a process, but I think we got a good plan in place to get that done.
How's it been getting to know the guys you have right now on the roster? Right? Getting to know them, building relationships, those young men, building those bonds? Because I know a lot of times guys are leery of a new head coach. But how's it been getting to know the guys you have right now?
It's been good. These guys want to win. When you go through a coaching change and you go through a tough season, these kids are competitors, man. They are competitors. They want to win. But like you said, trust is something that has to be earned and built over time. You know, especially in a game of basketball, trust is everything. You know, it's not like a single sport. It's not wrestling where it's just you against a guy across from you. You're playing with five guys, five different backgrounds, five different goals with one basketball. How do you make that work, right? And so we're breaking down some issues, some barriers to try to garner that trust. But these guys have been compliant. They've been committed to the things I needed them to do on and off the court. So it's been a good process just to learn about these guys. And more importantly, get them to learn about me, what my standards are, what my expectations are. And I couldn't be more happier from the reception that they've given me, but also the commitment also.
That's one for you, Coach. This man, tell some people who's really helped you in this business, professionally and personally, that really helped you and had your back as you went through your coaching journey, man, to really get you to this point you are today, brother.
Man, it's a long line of people who I've stolen from in regards to information, point of views. But, you know, Steve Masiello, Pat Kennedy, Brian Kennedy, Billy Donovan has a huge impact on my understanding how to coach, what goes into coaching, but more importantly, how to pour into a student athlete. Bobby Hurley, Bob Senior. I've been fortunate. I've been blessed to really meet some really genuine people that just by happens to be really, really good at basketball as coaches. And I can name a litany of other people that have really helped me. Dave Cohen, who was a sports administrator for me. I can go on and on and on, but I'm blessed to have a lot of people pulling for me, and I'm excited about this opportunity.
Well, Coach, I'll be pulling for you as well. I'll be telling young men to give you a look. I love to help out black coaches, help you all find great talent, man, because as having this show in Atlanta, I have to do what I can to help you all nationally as well. That's why the show syndicated. I got stations in multiple states outside of Georgia. So guys outside of Georgia can hear this too and know Rashawn Bruno's done some great up there in DeKalb, Illinois. Check that, my brother, out. So, Coach, I got your back, man. I'm a fan. I'll be cheering for you guys. I'll definitely be hoping you all do well, man, from this day forward going, man. I got you, brother.
Well, I appreciate that. And this platform is huge for people that look like us to have first-time head coaches on, explain their vision, give people a different perception of who we are as coaches is unbelievable. The mood right now with a lot of, you know, first-time African-American head coaches, this cycle is phenomenal, man. It's great to see. And, man, I support the work you're doing. You're not just talking about it. You're actually making it happen. And you'll have our support. And anything I can do to help, please let me know.
I sure will, Coach. Thank you for your time, brother. We'll do this again real soon, my guy.
All right. Take it easy.
No doubt.
Bye-bye.